G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, July 20. I'm John Barker. Joining me is Daniel Nuttall. Unfortunately, Joel has had to go and see a man about a dog, but we've certainly got Joel's New Zealand tips that we will be able to relay to you. Second last Saturday of the 2018-19 season. Calm before the storm. There's not a hell of a lot of quality racing going on, but they'll still be paying out in Australian dollars if you can find a few winners. And when I say calm before the storm, of course, I'm referring to the calendar edition next Saturday, July 27, out in your shops Friday, July 26. And also some pretty good racing next week as we start to warm up. Bletchingly Stakes, I think Mystic Journey might have been coming back for that one. This Saturday, there is no black type in Melbourne, but the racing is at Flemington. Have you found us a very special horse there, Daniel?
Flemington? Look, I haven't had a great deal with the Flemington card just yet, but I think there's a couple of horses running around at a big price that might be worth an each way nibble on for the earlier in the week punters, and then we'll dive in to the form maybe Friday, Saturday. But I think there are a few winners to be found elsewhere. I think the Queensland, there's a couple of listed races there, and of course there's a couple of listed races in Adelaide, one this week and one next week for the youngsters. So I think it's the Lightning Stakes next week for the sprinters, for the resuming spring horses. So
Lightning Stakes, yeah, two-year-olds and three-year-olds,
right. So yeah, look, some good racing to come before the season ends. But yeah, I think in Brisbane especially there's some value to be found.
All right, I'll look forward to that. But in the meantime, talk us through those couple of odds that you found early in the early markets at Flemington.
Yeah, race 9, one horse called Feared Eyes from the David Brodiak stables had the one run. Oh, I guess this preparation 7 weeks ago led them up there and faded badly. Probably 6 lengths last that day at Caulfield in a good race, Bands on Fire run. That was a pretty good three-year-old handicap race. Now it's been freshened up and had a jump out at Mornington on the home track, and it really impressed me in the jump out. 600 meter jump out, just tracked wide the whole way. Didn't look to be given too much to do by the rider, but streeted clear this filly, and if she can, she also trialled well prior to the first step run. So if she can, you know, sort of show what she can show in the jump out and what she's shown in the past. I think $31 at the moment's a massive price. And in the race 2 starts, I guess that's race 7, I think News Girl is one. I was keen on News Girl last week. Joel and I both were at odds. She was scratched. A horse that probably prefers a good track. Wasn't bad on a soft 5 last start. It'll probably start around a soft 5 on Saturday, maybe even a good 4 if the rain steers clear. But I think News Girl at 20-1 is a big price as well. But other than that, not much at Flemington in terms of one at a more, I guess, at a shorter price, if you will.
All right, certainly. Well, Feared Eyes, Winning Post's Mornington trackman, Les Obrien, is right in your camp there. Very impressed by that jump out. Expecting big, big improvements second up from Feared Eyes. My best at Flemington, race 5, number 2, Fragonard. 3 good runs this prep. Could be a big day for Michael Poy. He takes the 2 kilos off there. Barrier 7 ideal at the 1400 metre start. Fragonard has handled Flemington okay before, and I think is the way to go there. And my value bet is in the 3rd, the Bailey Handicap, which is that's the race where they get the free ticket into the Derby, is it not?
Not too sure.
I think if you win the Bailey over 1800 as a 2-year-old, you get a ballot free berth in the Derby. But I mean, you know, I suppose, mind you, if you win a $135,000 race as a 2-year-old, I think you'd get in the Derby anyway. But still, the horse I'm talking about is Mandara, race 3, number 7. Nice soft win second up in Adelaide over 1550. McAvoy and Carr reunite and should be very hard to beat against fellow 2-year-olds at Flemington. Let's head on up to Royal Randwick, where there is no black type racing either. And in fact, the fields have finally, after holding up very, very strongly through the early part of the winter in Sydney, have started to fall away a bit. But that should just make it easier to find the winners, Daniel. And your best comes up in race 7, and I speak of number 4, the very much informed Blake Shin, to ride the John Thompson train. Sweet deal.
Yeah, I think it's his last meeting in Sydney Barks before he packs up and heads over to Hong Kong for a year, or where he's contracted for a year at the moment. Look, obviously be very competitive in the Hong Kong jockey ranks next year. Of course, Zach Purton winning quite easily that season concluding last Sunday. But anyway, yeah, Blake Shin hopefully can go with a bang. It looks sweet deal. Looks well placed here, I think. Two good runs in Brisbane to begin her preparation, including a nice run the Dane Ripper first up. Just was wide at last start, yeah, as well. And a bit of an excuse there, when beaten as a favourite. The winner goes okay, they're smart edge. I think third up here, look, it wants a good track, there's no doubt about it, but isn't hopeless on a soft track. And the way the weather's looking, might be a soft five, maybe a good four. but yeah, sweet deal, I think, is in good form. And I think just a better horse and a few of these who are in form. But I think sweet deal, she's the class, and she'll be hard to beat. In terms of a value, earlier in the day, race 3, number 8. Now, if you look at the market of this race, it's dominated by two in Sir Elton, the unbeaten colt from the Adam Duggan yard, and Hout Brun Her from the Chris Wallace stable. But I thought Miss Deed at 11-1 was just over the odds. She won a 3-year-old benchmark 70 race in really good style first up, similar race to what Sir Elton won last start, and then pulled up lame second up. So I think she might be a little bit of a forgotten horse of this race, Miss Deed. I think on her day, she's very, very good, and I'm happy to back her each way. Race 3, number 8.
Alrighty, racing on the Parks track at Morfordville in Adelaide on Saturday. And as you mentioned, the second last chance for 2-year-olds to grab some black type in the 2018-19 season. Very valuable, especially for the fillies, to say that you've won a listed race at 2, and there's a few good ones there, a few promising ones. The last start winners, Westport in particular, has been impressive and will probably start pretty short. And Pouting Lips, Westport trained by Tony McAvoy, as is There's a First Starter, who's won a trial in Zula. And McAvoy won this race last year when it's a couple of years since they moved it back to the end of July and put it back over 1400. Before that, it was 1600 in May. And first year, I think they got 14 or 15. Last year, they got 9. This year, they've only got 6. What's going to win this?
Yeah, even though they're at 6, I think it's a pretty competitive affair. 5 of them, I think, have genuine winning chances. Westport's on top. The win against the older horses last start was really impressive. Barks, he sort of sat wide there and didn't have any peace out there. It was wide when they covered the whole way, but she motored clear in the last few stages. That's what I like. She sort of was running away from them on the line, despite doing a tough all the way. $1.90 at the moment, probably the right price. As I said, there are, I think there's a couple of other winning chances in the races. Carriot, I'm not sure would have won exactly, but it's very unlucky not to finish a lot closer to the winner, Santorini Summer, who goes all right. Indiscretion in next, and Pouting Lips, although it was a good first set winner, but of course, the case can be made for Zula as well, who's won a trial. Obviously a daughter of Zoostar, but yeah, 3 on top, Westport of 154 in the listed Oaklands plate.
Your specials come up later on the Morfordville Parks program, starting with your best. That's race 6, number 3, the Jamie Edwards trained Phil the Flute.
Big fan of her. She was all pressure out in front last start and was able just to kick away, as she's made a habit of doing in the past. She's able to, you know, burn the candle at both ends, I guess, and she won quite easily last start. She meets a few of the same rivals she met that day here again. And I think she just, with the 54.5 kilos, Damien Thornton rides her. And she's a horse that holds her form when she finds it. So Phil the Flute will be hard to catch from the good barrier. The value comes up in the last, race 8, number 9, a horse that loves running second. A pretty remarkable record, looking at it. 20 starts, 2 wins and 10 seconds. So she rarely runs poorly. She had 3 runs now for the Will Clarkin stable since coming from Darren Weir, Miss Chino, who I'm talking about. And she was second behind Westport last start. She ran on quite well there. And I think this is a race that doesn't have all that much depth. It's a benchmark 70, but I think if there's only probably 3 or 4 winning chances. I thought Miss Chino at $12 was a good each-way play. So race 8, number 9, my value at Morfordville.
All right, there are 2 listed races at Eagle Farm in Brisbane on Saturday, and the first of them is very fascinating because it's one of the few 2 milers, Black Type 2 milers left on the calendar. It is Triple M's Big Breakfast Queensland Cup, race 7. And you reckon Yogi can pick this up second up?
I think so. Probably is a, I think it's a shared favourite with the stablemate Zero at the moment, Yogi, but it does have to carry the 60 kilos, 3.5 more than anything else in the race, but he's just the best horse in the field. And second up over 3,200 metres, I think, good for him. I thought he's quite unlucky not to win the Winter Cup in Sydney last start. Struck trouble at a key stage there, but Yogi will up the 2 miles, and I think your class will be hard to beat. For Ryan Maloney on board, Saunter Boy's done nothing wrong. He's had 3 starts since arriving in Australia, former European galloper. No doubt that he'll handle the distance based on how he's going. Azuro has a case as well. I think it might be a little bit short though. And Social Element, only the 1 run this prep over on the flat, at 2 runs at the hurdles, 1 win, 1 second, all over this trip. So he'll get the distance, no doubt. And I thought his flat run last start was quite good, despite having to do a bit of work early on. But Yogi should win this, I think. Barks, I think 280 is a pretty good price at the moment. 1, 4, 7, and 5 in the Queensland Cup.
The other black type race at Eagle Farm on Saturday is the Sky Racing Tattersall's Mile, over 1,600 metres, as the name suggests. And your value bet for the program comes up here.
Found this much harder, obviously, because I've got my Moonstone Rock at 31-1 on top. This is definitely the toughest race she's faced so far, but I like how she's going this preparation. 1600 metre run 2 starts back was really good. She came back from an impossible position to grab third. Then she stepped up to the 2000 metres, which was a little bit of a query, and never really got into the race and didn't finish it out. So that experiment failed. Back to 1600 metres now. Much to, I think she's a ripping mare. She, or whatever, she raises the bar each time she runs. And although it is a pretty good listed race for this time of the year in Brisbane, I think she's just a stupid price. So hence the reason she's on top. Moonstone Rock, Silvera in next, comes off a pretty good Rocky Cup win. We know he's got good form from the Melbourne Spring from a couple of years ago, now with Tony Gollan. Bergerac is another Country Cup winner, winning in Mackay last week. Did it tough there, so query whether he'll be able to back up, and he has drawn wide, but certainly good enough. And Magnifier was quite good behind the impressive Snitch last start. But 13 on top, as you mentioned, is my best each way of the day. Moonstone Rock on number 5, 1 and 7.
And your best comes up earlier in the program, resuming for Tony Gollum. That's race 4, number 2, Unlikely Story.
Yeah, it was sort of a horse early on in his career. Looked like he might be anything, Unlikely Story. Sort of a bit of bad luck along the way. And then a couple of runs we didn't really deliver as expected. Anyways, he's one who has been quite costly for punters. He rarely starts over sort of $3, $4, this horse, and it starts $4 here today. So to make my best, a bit of a risk, but I think it's just the best horse in the field. I really liked his trial as well, leading up to the first up run today. Bailey Northdrift goes on, and he's a jockey in form, and they've got a good combination, him and Tony Gollan. So Unlikely Story, the best of the day, in a race with not too many winning chances. Happy to go his way, race 4, number 2.
Alrighty, Perth, they're racing once again at Belmont. One of the highlights, the last race, the backpipe drink what you like handicap. It'd be a bit embarrassing for Willie if he doesn't get up there, and he's on an equal favourite with 2 others. Who knows, probably unders. Doesn't even get a mention in BJ Ryan's previews, but there is a listed race at Belmont. It's the Belmont Classic. And just typical of these listed races that they're running at Belmont this winter, small field, very short price favourite, and it is Mystery Miss, it is Willie Pike, it is Williams, it is Peter's Investments, and BJ can't see that getting rolled, so not much excitement there. His best bet, though, is race 5, number 15, Zaratite, and value bet race 6, number 11, Daishio. Earlier in the day, across the Tasman, they are racing at New Plymouth and Tarapa. Joel Likes at New Plymouth, Totoro Pearl, that is in the listed Opunaki Cup, that is race 6, number 8 at New Plymouth. And his value bet comes up 1 race earlier, that is race 5, number 7, Ruffy Ra 2 at Tarapa. Joel Likes the import in race 6, Simply Fabulous, imported first starter. So that's an interesting story that might get a mention on page 5 of Winning Post. So that's race 6, number 3, Simply Fabulous. And his value bet there is race 7, number 6, Low Profile. That takes care of a big Saturday of racing around Australasia. Winning Post, of course, takes you right through from Friday to Sunday with fields for Monday. And the highlight on Sunday is the Drexler Hurdle Moss Trooper Steeple Day at Pakenham. Pakenham's racing.com park. These previously raced at Bendigo and founded at Bendigo, but Bendigo seems to have given up on the jumps racing. But Brendan Drexler, or Dreschler as he calls himself, and in fact people are entitled to pronounce their names how they like, aren't they? So I suppose it is Drexler. He still gets his name on it, the past president of Bendigo. Sir Lopez for Steve Pateman and Patrick Payne. Steve Pateman, who of course has a column in Winning Post, has a column on page 33 of this week's Winning Post. And also, as part of that column, you can tip the winner of this race and go into the draw if you get the winner for a 70-inch TV, courtesy of the Australian Jumping Racing Association. So don't miss out on that. Sir Lopez is Richo's best bet, and you've gone for Sir Lopez as well, Daniel.
Hard to beat. Brief look at the form and doing the tips this morning, but yeah, looked the way to go, Sir Lopez. And I think there's a few. I think there's the six jumps races on the card. So if you're a jumps fan, yeah, tune in Sunday. It'll be a big meeting.
Absolutely. And in the other big race on the card, the Brendan Drexler Hurdle, race 4, number 1. Again, Pateman. Perhaps Richo's just been just talks to Pateman too often. He's tipping all his horses. But Pateman and Payne, Kalani Kidd is the tip there from Richo. And that wraps up our podcast for this week. We will be back next week, calendar week. Do not forget, Joel will most likely be here. Leaving us only to give you our best $20 bet of the weekend. So what are you going with, Daniel?
We'll go the best in Sydney, Bucks, or 20 on the win. Race 7, number 4, Sweet Deal.
I'm going to go... Oh, no, I'll have to go. I'll go 20 a win. It's not all that long, really. And that's in the Byerly Handicap at Flemington. Race 3, number 7, Mandara. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners. And we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.